Welcome to Parchment Update, an interview series from the Parchment Community Library to bring your community closer to you. I'm Karen Woodworth, Library Ambassador. I have two guests joining me today to give us a preview of this year's Parchment School District Art Show at the Parchment Community Library. Hillary Campbell teaches art in Parchment Elementary Schools, and Allison Moore is intern teaching with her. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for
Thanks.
having us.
Well, we're looking forward to hosting the art show again at the library this year. So please tell us about the art that will be on display.
We are a young five, actually, through fifth grade buildings. And so we'll have a huge variety of artwork. We like to let students choose what they would like to have in the art show. And so they choose based on what. We talk about what your favorite material is, and we talk about, how to make your artwork special and personal to you. And so after they create their personal work of art, then they give it to us and we put it in the art show. So clay and collage, drawings, paintings. I think we have one stop motion animation video. So a big variety.
Well, that sounds wonderful. And I know you can't, they can't put in everything they've worked on during the year. So how do you feel that the artwork represents what they do in the classroom on a day-to-day basis?
So our elementary art room is a choice-based art room, which means that I show them different techniques, or Allison has shown different techniques throughout the year. And then they, on a daily basis, get to choose whether they would like to try the technique or material that we've shown, or continue working on something else, or if they want to go back to something they've learned in previous years or on different days. So, kind of like what I was saying, they get to choose what they want their art show artwork to look like and what they want it to be made of. So a lot of times they'll reflect back on something that they did throughout the year. We start by talking about, like, again, what were some of your favorite things to do this year? So maybe you start with that, and then we talk about idea generation. So I feel like because they're able to choose, it's a really good reflection on how the classroom is run on a daily basis.
Well, that sounds good. And I know we have the opening event coming up on Wednesday, April 10th. How long will the exhibit be up?
So it should be up until early May, right before the seniors graduate from high school. And yeah, so about a month.
And I think it's great that, we're talking young fives all the way up through high school seniors. Sometimes in the past, you've had staff members or other school employees also contributing art. Is there any of that this year?
So Allison and I both made something, and I know that Caitlin, the high school art teacher, made an artwork. And then I do have one teacher who has submitted something, and I think we're waiting to see if there's any more this week. We did open it up to staff, and so we're just kind of waiting to see who else is going to submit something.
Okay. Well, what else would you like us to know?
I think. So we make it a point to make sure that every artist has an artist statement to go with their artwork, because when small children are choosing what they want to create and when they're implementing their authentic ideas, sometimes it's hard for us as adults to understand their artwork. So I would encourage anybody that's looking at the artwork to make sure that they read the artist statement, because it really is like a little window into our young artists' minds and might help to understand the artwork that you're looking at a little bit better. Just as we would at an art museum, read an artist statement to help understand the artist and the artwork. When we're looking at young people's artwork, as adults, sometimes we put expectations of what we're expecting to look at or expecting to see, and we don't fully understand what the child is trying to express. So I would say make sure you read the artist statements because they're super entertaining and they're really wonderful to read because they really do help you understand what they were trying to convey in their artwork.
And Allison, I don't know whether you're new to the area or you've been in the area or if you've been to the show before, and I wanted to ask you, what are you most looking forward to about the student art show this year?
I am really looking forward to seeing all of the students together and looking at their art and seeing the community come together. I don't have much experience in the Parchment community, so I'm really excited to see how the community really comes together for to support the schools and artists in the community.
Yeah, it's always such a fun evening here at the library. We just get hundreds of people streaming through. And then in the weeks that follow, it is so wonderful to watch students and their families come in and find their artwork. I will say that usually, and I expect this is the same this year, each school is sort of in a different area of the library. Is that right?
Yep, we have it. We'll have it arranged the same as past years. So we'll have it labeled by school and by teachers to help find the artwork, because there is a lot of artwork there.
Yeah, it is well organized, pretty easy to find, but it can be a little overwhelming. So we sort of have a little map at the library desk, and people can always ask us for help if they can't quite find their school. All right. Well, I want to remind people to stop in and see the artworks at the Parchment Community Library between April 10th and early May. The opening event is Wednesday, April 10th from 5 to 7 p.m. And thank you both so much for taking the time out of your busy day to talk with me.
Awesome. Thank you so much.